Greetings, this is Father Michael. Welcome to St. Dominic's Weekly. Before we begin our show today, we anticipate this Lenten season, Ash Wednesday, coming up. And so we have a very brief but powerful look at going into the Lenten season, what we can do to prepare and form a little bit of a goal. So it's five Lenten essentials with Father Isaiah, and we try to highlight things that we're going to be doing and kind of best practices as we enter into the Lenten season. We're also taking this Lenten season as an occasion to highlight formed.org. As a parish, we're buying this program and providing it free of charge to all of our parishioners and any of those of you who are faithful listeners to our podcast as a way of really recharging our sense of formation and study and discovery of God's blessings and cultivating our own intellectual life in the faith. Form.org is something we've been doing for a while, but we've seen that we want to just get people signed up and just very easy, kind of lower the barriers, if it will. So there's no need for passwords or other sorts of secret words to get in. It's simply we have our own webpage now, which can be easily accessed either from our website or if you just put it stdominics.formed.org. It'll take you to a specific page that is for our parish. So once again, that's stdominics.formed.org. So stdominics.formed.org. And there are thousands of videos and other materials, audiobooks, ebooks, and two particular programs that we're looking at to do as a parish. The first is Opening the Word, and this is a kind of Lectio Divina, a sacred reading specifically targeted to the Sunday reading. So during the week, you can just take 5 minutes, a little 5-minute video, but then also a companion guide that you can do as a group or as an individual to kind of open your mind to the readings for that particular Sunday. So when you come to church, it's not the first time you've heard those readings. You've been thinking a little bit about it in the same way that our own preachers will do that. And to really get the most out of the readings and the preaching and the whole spirit of the liturgy as we enter into the Lenten season. The other program is called Into the Desert, and it's very easy to find if you go on form. Just type Into the Desert in the search guide, and it's a series of Lenten reflections, kind of a deep dive on the spiritual life, beginning with just the need for the prayer and some of the basics, but then really going into that sense of what contemplation is all about and the discovery in our life of how things like forgiveness and that sense of openness to the virtues really, really bring Christ's presence alive in our own lives. So that's form.org, and this Into the Desert and Opening the Word are two programs that we're going to be highlighting and focusing on during this Lenten season. I hope you enjoy today's programs. It's just a focus in on having a plan, having a strategy for getting the most out of this Lenten, this springtime of preparation for Easter. So whether you're on the go or taking it slow, many, many blessings as you enjoy today's show.
Greetings and welcome back to St. Dominic's Weekly, this pre-Lenten edition. I'm Father Isaiah. That's Father Michael.
And we're ready to run. You know, when we sat down to do this podcast, you may or may not know that we find windows in our schedule. Right now, we've literally got a 20-minute window before I have to. I have a hard out. What do they say in the business? A hard out at 20.
A hard out. Okay.
Yeah, so like this is some kind of like mega star. Hard out at 20. But I did not want to let the occasion of pre-Lent go without thinking about what we can do in anticipation of
the Lenten season,
the great season,
the great day, this great season in preparation. Right?
That's right. The springtime. Lent means springtime. So fast and furious, we're going to come up with the five top things to do for Lent. Five things that are essential for a good Lent.
Yeah. So basically, the thesis of today is to give up in order to grow in God, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, that's my little tagline. That this may be a future homily as we were chatting. We actually did a little bit.
This weekend.
Exactly. Lent is a time to give in order to grow.
Yeah.
The purpose of giving. So classically, number one is giving up.
So we're talking about that whole thing with Lent, right?
Yep.
We're supposed to be giving up chocolate, or we're supposed to be giving up teasing our sister or whatever. Not that I ever, well, okay, I'm just telling you what's going on behind the scenes. But
right.
So when we talk about giving up, I mean, we're talking about that time of sacrifice in this Lenten season.
That's right. And that sense of penance, that sense of being detached from those things that have perhaps, they're not bad things. Now, certainly if there are bad habits and addictions and things that are out and out sinful, those should be part of our constant sense of giving up.
Right, of course.
But these are giving up things that aren't necessarily evil things or bad things. Yeah. They can be good things, but things that perhaps have had a creeping attraction around our heart. They're a little bit of a, to give the image of a springtime and a kind of spring cleaning, it's a little bit of that, you know, that plant that's a ivy or like that kudzu, that kind of, you know, that plant that kind of grows around things and just will take on fences and things. It'll just let. So we get a little growth of ivy or kudzu around our heart.
Pony we need it to back weed a little bit.
I got to trim the weeds a little bit. Trim the plants back. So what is it? And it could be traditionally foods of a certain nature, chocolate, sweets, whatever it is, meat, sometimes there's the classic giving up of meat for 40 days and things like that. But then also, especially in a world just rife with technology and screens, giving up kinds of screen time or television or particular kinds of things we have, even if it's not there. And a key distinction I like to make, and tell me what you think about this, there's the idea that we can get so focused on giving something up that we don't, we kind of enter into this, the hardest thing we can do, kind of a, what's the strictest thing we can do, as if it's kind of an Olympic sport.
Right.
And in a sense, don't do something that's really more towards our growing in kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that can happen. I always give the story of a novice brother who gave up coffee for Lent.
Yes.
And he was really in no position to give up coffee because he was mean as a snake. And so his Lenten penance became
everyone else's penance.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just never forget. That's always the key kind of thing. Now, I know last year when we talked about giving stuff up, we added this notion I had heard from someone where you don't choose what you give up. You have someone else choose for you. And last year, I think I chose for you drinking still water, so no bubbly water.
Yeah, that was mean.
And then, but you did it, right?
I did it.
Yeah, it was good. I don't know how mean it was.
It wasn't bad. It seemed and I made you like wear shoes once a week. So
that's right. I had a once a week shoe. See, now that one seemed a little more random to me. I have to admit, I didn't do it all day, but I did it by ice and other times. I don't know how I was growing in virtue by having my feet not experience the freedom they usually experience. My toes were, that seemed more just like a thing. So I don't know. Do we want to maybe tease that for next thing, what we're actually going to do for next time? We'll do it for next time.
Let's think about it for next week.
We'll give it some thought, but maybe we'll do that. So that's the first. Number one is to be able to start thinking about right now. So this is Monday before Wednesday here. Yeah. What are you going to give up? Have a plan. Have a strategy.
Make your plan.
And something that is really has an attachment that you feel like you're a little too attached to that you can let go. Be reasonable. Target something that is is going to actually, you're going to feel that, you know, it's not just going to be, you know, you're giving up as one little boy said last year, I'm giving up vegetables, right? So you're not giving up vegetables, but you're not also trying to cut out something that's going to make everyone else miserable. So that's number one.
So giving up, number one.
Number one.
Number two is giving of.
Yeah, that's a good one. Maybe say that's aligned with, if you think, almsgiving traditionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we have certainly our appeal for the diocese that normally runs on this verse, where we ask the parishioners to give in order to support not just our parish, but all of the local parishes and all of the ways that from, you know, hospital ministry to prison ministry to the seminary to all those corporate things that can't necessarily be sustained without outside help of a kind of communal nature. So that's traditionally what's thought in terms of money. But then also giving of can be your time.
Yeah, exactly. So the whole kind of thing about volunteering, whether it be at Lima Center or St. Anthony's Glide, that kind of thing. And also with the fourth week of Lent, we at St. Dominic's, we usually have the Lenten Water Challenge.
That's right.
The Water Challenge as well. So giving to and remembering our brothers and sisters that don't have potable water. Right? So,
that's right. In New Mexico, and they're coming back this year, the Dig Deep group.
Good. Yeah.
And so they'll be giving kind of talks around that. We've had a really wonderful partnership these last 2 years with them in a very personal way. Also, you may not know on our website, stdominics.org, we have a whole bar at the top of the page that has resources and mass times and so forth, but there's a big donate, but right next to there's a big button called volunteer. And all the different opportunities we have there for volunteering are there. And so just you might, if you're listening to this and wondering how might I give of, certainly if you want to give to the parish in terms of time, there's always things to do from
always the next thing.
Exactly, the next thing to help just make things run as they do. But this is even in terms of family life, giving of could be writing a letter or sending an email or reaching out or making a phone call to someone you have and rekindling a kind of a friendship, being a support for someone. We have a wonderful ministry here called Companions, of Healthcare Companions, of folks who just are not necessarily getting involved in the kind of the medical decisions people need to make, but we have a whole host of parishioners who need rides to the doctor or someone to help get their prescription with them, or people just who need a second ear, a second hand kind of thing. And so not just giving up something, but giving of. That's number two. And to be creative in the ways in which we give of ourselves.
Yeah. So we have giving up.
Yep.
We have giving of.
Number two.
And now we have growing in.
The growing in. Yeah. So it, two givings, giving up and giving of. And then I was thinking three growings.
Yeah.
And the
two
first
and three.
Exactly. And this follows the kind of order I was thinking in terms of growing in our relationship with Jesus, growing in our knowledge of the world and our relationship with others, and then growing in a sense of our own self-knowledge and virtue. So in the way, as you were saying, that Mother Teresa kind of find when Jesus says the great commandment to love God, but then to love your neighbor as yourself, there's the order, right?
Yeah. So for now Saint Teresa of Calcutta, she would say like that it's called the joy factor.
J-O-Y.
J-O-Y. Yeah. So it's Jesus, others, and you, and it's in that order of how you love the world, in that particular order of joy. So in our little kind of thing, it's growing in joy. So growing in joy of Jesus, growing in others, growing in to love others, and going to love yourself. So
nice. So in terms of, first of all, growing in Jesus, that sense of the J of the joy is prayer. Certainly Lent is a time for praying in a particularly intentional way. I'll often might be a time to do a Marian consecration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I know we have a parish group that's looking at doing it that. We have a speaker coming in for a Sunday talking about the Marian devotion of to Our Lady of Louis de Montfort, and that
we talked about that.
Exactly, and the total consecration. But also, it may be I'm going to say a rosary every day, or part of a rosary, or the Divine Mercy. We had that wonderful play of Divine Mercy, Faustina, the Messenger of Divine Mercy, and that 3 o'clock hour prayer.
Right.
Or it could be a little adoration. I was recently doing adoration with some elementary school children, and they had never experienced anything like it. And I got these cards afterwards from them that were just such a joyful kind of. They all said to a person that they'd never experienced anything quite like it, and they'd love to come back. And you know why? One of the themes was they love just the quiet. Time to be quiet with an intentionality to talk to Jesus. One of the little ones said to me, these are fifth graders, so to put the context, they said, you know, Father Michael, you told us to be quiet and to ask Jesus into our heart and talk to him. And it was so great. I talked to Jesus, and even though he didn't talk back to me, I know he was there.
Perfect.
I thought, wow.
Perfect.
Even though he didn't talk back to me.
That's pretty perfect.
So finding that time to allow the Lord to
exactly awesome,
like the so giving the Lord a time to talk back to us to listen, because that's what Lent is about, listening and growing, that sense
exactly.
of giving up, giving in order to grow. That's the thing, to give in order to grow, to give up, to give of. So we're growing in prayer, and we're setting aside time for that. But then growing in knowledge of others and the world, and in a special way here at St. Dominic's, we're highlighting once again the formed.org site. So if you go to St. Dom, no more we've been in a sense promoting a certain password and a clue in.
Right.
All you have to do, we're trying to like break down every barrier that would kind of keep you off the site. But we've renewed our subscription. The content has grown in many ways, and I'm still trying to get them to ease the search engine, because it's not always the easiest things to find. But with a little curation, I think we can really kind of give it another boost. But if you go to stdominics.formed.org.
St. Dominic's.
St. Dominic's. form.org gets you to a personalized site for St. Dominic's on Formed and allows you to all it's just, you know, little bio registration there, just basically your name and email.
Yeah.
And then that way that you're logged into the system. Mm-hmm. And there's so much content. And, what we're going to be stressing this Lent is Lectio Divina, that is praying with the scripture. And it's a little 6-minute video on the Sunday readings. And then there's all kinds of accompanying interpretation, kind of commentary on the scripture, reflection questions.
Yeah.
It basically is, you can do that with a group. Of course, we as Dominicans do this every Tuesday. Ourselves, but as a group, but you can do it with family, with friends, just by yourself as a little meditation, little 6-minute video and accompanying work. And we're going to put we're going to make booklets and have materials.
Perfect.
Out in the church, so you'll be able to take them. And so that's one thing. So it's the Lectio Divina, the breaking open the Word. And the other program that we're going to be stressing this Lent in terms of growing in our knowledge and that knowledge of others, knowledge of the world around us, is called Into the Desert. Mm-hmm. And it's intentionally around aspects of how we pray, aspects of how we might enter into God's mercy and forgiveness, kind of difficult subjects.
Yeah.
That we find ourselves striving for in life, and so to make available those resources as well. So it's that sense of giving that once again to the parish. And Ash Wednesday, there'll be a whole push for form.org. So that's the second kind of growing in the sense of knowledge. It's Dominican study and in a sense and growing in knowledge of others, and that leads to the last one, growing in virtue.
Yeah, exactly. So
and in a sense, growing in virtue is the whole point of Lent. Okay. The first one is, when we think of Lent, we think of giving up.
Right.
But the whole reason to give up
is so that we can become, as I love to say in my homilies, become the saint you're called to be.
To be the saint you're called to be. So here might be a way, and this is, as we've got our heart out coming up on here, maybe to kind of give this a sense of articulation for our listeners today, to ask yourself this question. As we stand before these 40 days, imagine yourself now at the end of the 40 days. And imagine yourself during Easter. Today is Easter Monday in our mind's eye, right? So today's Easter Monday. What virtue or quality of God's life in us, which we call grace, do we want to open ourselves up to in a new way?
Right.
It might be patience. It might be a sense of generosity. It might be a sense of rooting out some selfishness that we have around a particular aspect of our life. It could be a bad habit. It could be that we want to have a new appreciation for a family member or a loved one. We want to be able to forgive a certain person, whatever it is.
Right.
And I often, in spiritual direction, will ask people this way: if you could grow in virtue, if there's something, some spiritual grace, or even emotional or physical kind of thing that you'd like to target, and know that, as anything else, we were helpless without God's grace.
Right.
How is it that you want to grow? And by defining that, at putting that and focusing, laser focusing in on that, then that's going to give direction to everything else. There's a wonderful Latin phrase that the first thing in intention is the last thing in execution.
Right.
So in other words, the goal perhaps of the growing in virtue, that fifth essential of Lent, is to pick something that we want to grow in, and it's the first in intention, but then setting that helps us in all the execution, our activity, so that
it's
our
directed
Lent...
directed towards this.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So what we give up should be directed towards. So let's say, for example, we want to grow in patience.
Right.
So what should we give up? Complaining. And every time we find ourselves complaining, there's some little penance we have to do that we'd rather avoid, but we find ourselves complaining. So things like, so tailor-made.
By the end of the 40 days, hopefully, theoretically, you are a more patient person.
Exactly. Yeah. And the giving up. So what do? Yeah. We give up our time. We let others who perhaps have more groceries in line, let us go before. Yeah. So you just little acts of generosity towards that patience. We pray and give God that time he needs with perhaps some adoration. And then finally, maybe watch a video. There's wonderful things on the virtue of patience on formed.org. And then at the end of the day, at the end of 40 days, obviously we're not going to be perfect, but now we're striving for patience and we experience the freedom that being able to let go a little bit in our lives affords us. And so hopefully these next 40 days, it's in some ways, Lent is always that time where it's like, oh boy, it's Lent. I have time to fasten the seatbelt. You know, it's right. going to be a little bit of a bumpy ride. It's not always easy, especially the giving up. But to approach this Lent for all of us with the sense of the renewal that word Lent, that spring has to offer. And these five essentials: to give up, to give of ourselves, the three growings, to grow in prayer, to grow in that sense of a knowledge of others, and to form our minds, and then ultimately to ask that self, how do we want to grow in virtue? How do we want God's grace and God's new life to experience that kind of resurrection moment come Easter? Okay.
So this Lenten season, it's a springtime. It's also a preparation for the beautiful day of Easter. Let's prepare well, right?
Yep.
By these five ways.
Yep, so. you get out what you put in. Let's put in well. Let's prepare well to receive the rest.
So thank you, Father Michael, for this beautiful way to prepare. If you want to help support the podcast, do the normal things, rate us, share us, and all that other wonderful stuff.
Yeah, and so that may all that we do, especially heading into this Lenten season, truly radiate the joy of the gospel here in the heart of the city. Amen. Yeah.